Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Beis B. Note, due to the length of this perek, this perek was split into two shiurim. This is the second half of the perek until the end. In the beginning of the perek, we learn how Nasan HaNavi gave rebuke for the incident with Bathsheba and Uriah. David had fully accepted the rebuke and admitted to doing wrong in the eyes of Hashem. By admitting he was wrong, David mitigated harsh judgment that would have come upon him. However, Nasan HaNavi still told David, 1, his children will die by sword, 2, David's son will rebel against him, as we will learn with Absalom, and 3, the firstborn baby from him and Bathsheba will die. In Pasuk Tezvav, Vayelech Nasan Obeso, and Nasan went to David's house, Vayigav Hashem et hayeled asher yalda eshes Uriah leDavid veYa'anash, and the child that was born to Bathsheba and David became ill. And it's in Pasuk Tezayin, V'yavakish David el Elokim ba'ad hanar, v'yatzum David soim ubav elam v'shukav arza. And David started pouring out his heart to Hashem for the baby, and he fasted, and he sat and laid on the floor. And Pasuk Yedzayin through Pasuk Hav Gimel, David's servants tried to raise him up, but David refused. On the seventh day, the baby died. David's servants quarreled with each other on whether or not to tell David. Their rationale was, if David wouldn't listen to us when the baby was alive, then how we will receive the news when the baby's dead? David saw his servants whispering to each other. David inquired if the baby is still alive. The servants told David, the baby has died. Upon hearing the news, David immediately got up from the floor, changed his clothing, and ate. David explained to his servants, the reason he is no longer fasting and davening is because while the baby was alive, there was still hope through prayer and tshuva, Hashem would cure, heal the baby. But now the child has died and it's over. The Gemara in Brachos, Yud Amud Aleph, explains, even if a sword is resting on a person's neck, a person should never give up on Hashem's kindness. Here we see David was pouring out his heart to Hashem, even though Nasan had told him, David explicitly, that his child will die. David never, ever gave up. So too, each and every single one of us should never give up. No matter how dire the situation may seem, we can keep trusting in Hashem's goodness and kindness. And Pasuk Chav Dalet, V'inachem David es Bathsheba Ishto, and David consoled his wife Bathsheba, V'teila ben, V'tikrishmo Shlomo, V'Hashem Ahavo. And then another child was born to David and Bathsheba, and the son's name was Shlomo, as Hashem had loved him. And Nasan HaNavi called Shlomo another name, Yedidya. The Ocher HaMidrashim explains, Shlomo had six names, Yedidya, Shlomo, Koheles, Isiel, Agur, and Lemuel. Shlomo, meaning peace. When Shlomo was king, the entire physical and spiritual world were at peace. The Medrash Tehillim explains, why did Nasan HaNavi call Shlomo Yedidya? Yedidya meaning beloved to Hashem, because the one who was to build the Beis HaMikdash was Yedid, beloved, Yah, to Hashem. In Pasuk Chavav through Lamed Aleph, which is the end of the Perek, Yoav went to war against the Bnei Amon and captured the royal city. Yoav told David to come quickly and finish the final capturing of the royal city. This way, David will get credit for the capture and not Yoav. David finished off the war. David took the Bnei Amnon's king's crown and wore for himself. David and his men returned home to Yerushalayim, and that's the end of the Perek. We see an amazing thing here, and an Eitza Tova, good advice, in this perek. When David was crying over his baby and praying to Hashem, the second he heard that his child died, he immediately got up and resumed his life. The Svar HaKadoshim explained, Ha'over Ayin, the past is over. It doesn't exist anymore. It's over, and each and every single one of us are not limited to our past. We can go way beyond and above. So many times we think about our past and negative previous experiences, and it brings us down. We need to have firm resolve, put it behind us, and start afresh and have a new beginning. Ein la ela hayom, we only have today, Meregazeh, from this second onward, we can always start afresh and new. If we have to start, even if we have to start over 100 times a day and pick ourselves up, Meregazeh, from this second on. Just like David immediately put the death of his child behind him and started from anew from this moment onwards. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.